We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line.
Welcome to Real Honest Talk about money, politics, news, and information you can actually use. Buckle up and hold on tight. This is That's the Bottom Line with Todd Hickman and Gene Vallarani.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Welcome. This is That's the Bottom Line with your host, Todd Hickman and Gene Vallarani. We welcome our News Talk 560 AM KLVI streaming radio listeners at KLVI.com and at SaveMyRetirement.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Todd Hickman.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Gene Vallarani.
Gene and I are both registered financial consultants with Asset Growth Associates, located here in our Beaumont, Texas offices. There's an explosion in new heart conditions, but don't worry. It's all being dismissed as post-pandemic stress disorder.
That's right, Todd. And also among our topics today, we see old Joe Biden attempting to become the Grinch who stole Christmas with his little elf helper, Anthony Fauci. Well, the subjects of random incompetence is on the agenda, or treachery by intelligent design from Washington Democrats. So we're going to also share some more of what can be expected in economics, politics, asset protection plans, and more financial news and commentary on today's edition of That's the Bottom Line with Todd Hickman, and again, yours truly, Gene Vallarani.
Now, when we're not on the radio, we're busy at our company, Asset Growth Associates. Asset Growth Associates offers professional tax advisory, preparation, and financial planning services for business and individuals. Give us a call at our Beaumont, Texas office at 409-840-6900. You can also reach us toll-free, 1-866-728-3697. Remember, as always, you can visit our...
Today's dirty little secret exposes the Biden crime family's failure to maintain COVID fears and how they are searching for new ways to keep fear alive. And today's solutions segment has some ideas on how to COVID-proof your nest egg and no longer be frozen in place by the big bad virus. Well, the biggest danger we face in the United States at this time isn't necessarily our foreign enemies, but is either the incompetence of the Biden administration or worse, the treachery of Biden's administration. Probably a little of both. The people running the Biden administration are doing things which appears to be taking the country down by design. Of course, it could be unbelievable incompetence. Either way, they're putting the American people at great risk or losing our country as founded. For example, flooding the country with illegals and not caring whether or not they're bringing more COVID-infected people into the United States, while at the same time trying to rule over their fellow countrymen with lockdowns, mandates, forced vaccinations, and an unending litany of unconstitutional rules and regulations smells of either gross incompetency or worse, a cold, calculated, sinister plan to betray the United States as founded and transform it into a socialist and or communist country. The attempt is there, but whether the American people will let it happen remains to be seen. The continued push for their desire to seek more and more control over the lives of the American people shows how much they want to push through with this forced transformation of the U.S. from a free and open society into a controlled society and limit the precious freedoms we have enjoyed for so long here in the United States. The next battle will be the 2022 elections and how they try to count illegal votes and the expense of legal votes. Face it, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with a Democrat Party that plays fair, but rather one that will cut as many corners as it can to get what it wants. Stop and engage your brain for a moment, even if you didn't vote for Trump last year. Donald Trump received more votes than any other presidential candidate in the history of the United States, and yet lost to Biden.
Real votes.
Real votes. Real votes. Real votes. Real votes. Now, does that make any sense? Truckloads of non-counted votes disappeared. Vote counting in specific precincts were halted in the middle of the night and then resumed after poll watchers were forced out, and there were instances of the same Biden votes allegedly being counted over and over again. The riots in big cities leading up to the 2020 election went unpunished, while protesters to the U.S. Capitol on January 6 were arrested and, by all accounts, are having the book thrown at them. The longer all this continues to sink in, the more it becomes exceedingly suspicious. But the one key event which becomes more and more suspicious has to be how the Biden administration keeps pushing for lockdowns and more mandates while he continues to allow the flow of diseased illegal immigrants to flood the country unchecked, while stopping legitimate legal travelers from entering the country. Now, you figure that one out. Why is he doing that? Due to fears of the COVID pandemic. So it's okay to let the illegals in, but not other people, and then they're still trying to blame COVID. It doesn't make sense to me, Todd. How about you?
Gene, all I know is there's plenty of crazy to go around. Not only is the Biden administration, they're not a whole collection of Mr. Magoos walking around. They are very concerted in their efforts to destroy everything. But believe me, there's plenty of crazy and insanity to go around. Who was the Republican senator this past week? Senator Roger Wicker.
Yeah.
Out of Mississippi. He floated the idea of bombing Russian military assets and says he wouldn't even rule out a nuclear strike.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's way past time to rein in these self-serving egomaniacs at the federal level. That's just outrageous. The idea, look, what the whole conflict with Russia boils down to is NATO still exists, even though the USSR doesn't. NATO was the answer to the Soviet Union. Well, Russia is not the Soviet Union anymore. And it boils down to the red line in the sand is Russia does not want Ukraine to join NATO. They cannot lose access to one of their only ports that they have. And on one hand, you have Biden saying, sure, go ahead and put in your pipeline. Go ahead and put in your pipeline and influence all of Europe from now on. But no. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand the stupidity going on in the federal government. But then again, most people don't understand the stupidity in the federal government. And they're all a bunch of self-serving folks that are only looking to enrich themselves.
Russia, Iran, and communist red China.
Oh, my.
Right? Oh, my is right. Just to name a few, are obviously not afraid of thumbing their collective noses at Joe Biden with a weak and effective president at the helm. Here in the United States, Mr. Biden presents no threats to our enemies overseas. Not only that, the anti-American international crowd realizes those individuals running the Biden administration behind the scenes likely hate America as much as they do. And the weak Joe Biden is really no match for the likes of Putin, Xi Jinping, or the Ayatollahs of Iran. No, ladies and gentlemen, our foreign enemies are aware of our weak and toothless president, and also know his administration is probably more aligned with them rather than the interests of the United States. Not sure how this will play out in the end, but we'll find out in the weeks and months ahead, won't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, something sinister is going on. The FDA is now saying that it now needs 75 years to fully release the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine data. Nothing says trust the science like asking for the data to be hidden for 75 years.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm kidding you not. The Food and Drug Administration is asking a judge to give it 75 years to produce data concerning the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine, up 20 years from a previous request. Yeah, they wanted 55 years before. Now they're going for 75. The agency known as the FDA told the court it can work faster than it previously proposed, 500 pages per month rate. But it also said that there are over 59,000 more pages that mentioned that it mentioned in an earlier filing. Only need 75 years, Gene.
Well, that's, imagine that.
I think that's less time than the JFK investigation than they wanted to release that information.
I don't think all of it's been released yet.
No, it hasn't. We can't trust our government. I hate to say it, but you can't.
So while America's image is weak on the world stage, at home, the Democrat Party's January 6th commission, while claiming to be investigating the events in D.C. last January 6th, are violating any and all constitutional prerogatives in their questioning of former Trump administration officials. The Democrats in Congress have no qualms about violating constitutional norms and rights of the Americans they're calling to testify. So much so, former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after initially appearing to answer questions about the January 6th inquiry, has now withdrew his cooperation, and in fact, he's suing the committee because he says they crossed the line on what can and cannot be legally asked by Democrat Benny Thompson, who now chairs the committee.
Back after this. Stay tuned.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line.
If you haven't filed your income taxes yet, or if you haven't filed in a few years, or if you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, don't call an unknown 800 number. Instead, personally meet with us to review your IRS problem. And if you want to pay the IRS nothing or less than you owe, we can set up a fresh start agreement with the IRS. We can help you, ladies and gentlemen. Call us toll-free at 1-866-728-3697.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line. Here's Todd and Gene.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman, along with Gene Valerani. We appreciate you listening each and every weekend where we try to bring you the latest and greatest in financial news and political commentary. So, you've heard of post-traumatic stress disorder. What about post-pandemic stress disorder? How else do you explain 300,000 new heart conditions among people aged 20 to 30?
Wow.
Well, experts in the UK say that an explosion in new heart illnesses in younger patients can be explained by a new condition called post-pandemic stress disorder. Bravo, Streisand.
I didn't know it was over yet. They keep carrying on about this pandemic. They don't want it to end,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, really. A London Evening Standard report rather, quotes senior vascular surgeon Tahir Hussain, who works at an NHS hospital in London. I've seen a big increase in thrombotic-related vascular conditions in my practice, said Hussain. Far younger patients are being admitted and requiring surgical and medical intervention than prior to the pandemic. Hussain said that the cases are a direct result of the increased stress and anxiety levels caused by the effects of PPSD or post-pandemic stress disorder. Yes, that's a thing. He also said that the people dying at home from conditions such as pulmonary embolism and myocardial infarction was down to them it's due to them self-isolating and not seeking the medical care they need. So we're to believe that up to 300,000 people facing heart-related illnesses due to, couldn't be the vaccines. It's stress. Hussein's explanation was echoed by former senior NHS psychological therapist Mark Rayner, who said as many as 300,000 heart ailments could be due to the same new interesting invention. Some people expressed skepticism, us included, that the sudden increase in heart problems amongst young people is solely due to lockdown stress. The UK hasn't been under any form of lockdown in almost 6 months. Never mind that people are seeing this and noting the sudden increase in heart-related illnesses is likely due to, checks Big Pharma notes, post-pandemic stress disorder. That's where these doctors are just toeing the line. They're toeing the line. Unbelievable. So this is the new thing. It cannot be any other reason except stress-related. 20 and 30, people age 20 to 30 have all these heart conditions.
So there's no chance that the vaccine itself might not be causing some problems? Is that what they're saying? It's all the stress?
No.
But it's really hard to believe, Todd, why they come up. Why are they so eager to defend this and say it could not be something because they rushed the vaccine?
In many cases, for instance, like St. Fauci of Wuhan. Gene.
Yeah, your buddy there.
This guy here. From what from what I understand, in many cases, some of these governments have co-ownership with the vaccine. So how is that working out? I guess the NIH has co-ownership with some of the vaccine. That's why they don't want to give up some of the inside skinny on it. So I don't know. Somebody's getting paid. It's not you, not me, not our listeners. Unless Dr. Fauci's listening to this program.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Well, after initiating new fears of the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, driving down the financial markets, that's exactly what Omicron's doing. Every time I use that name, Omicron, I think of some space guy or something, driving down the financial markets. Okay, Omicron's driving down the financial markets. And word now has it that Omicron is not as viral as its older brothers. And so it is now said to be milder than the earlier COVID versions. And for those of you who lost money in the stock market based on another COVID panic attack, please be aware that the principal protection accounts issued through our work at Asset Growth Associates, these accounts do not lose value when Wall Street panics. And these accounts keep the gains that are added to the account and they stay in the account and continue to grow over time without fear of loss caused by a downturn on Wall Street. And these unique accounts are available at Asset Growth Associates, with offices now in Dallas, Houston, and Beaumont, Texas. To learn more, call us soon by dialing 1-866-728-3697. And you can also visit us online at SaveMyRetirement.com to learn about these specialized accounts.
Absolutely. Hey, Gene, in other news that we should not doubt at all out of our CIA and our federal government, there's no evidence that Iran, this is according to CIA chief, there's no evidence that Iran is seeking nukes. Even though they have said that it's their mission to wipe Israel off the map. Early this week, CIA Director William Byrne said the U.S. does not have any evidence that Iran has decided to weaponize its nuclear program. Meanwhile, our Israeli allies are planning an attack to take care of the enrichment facilities that Iran has. the CIA doesn't see any evidence that Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has made a decision to move to weaponization. Mm-hmm. At least that's what Burns told the Wall Street Journal's annual CEO Council. The Times of Israel reported, I bet they are reporting that, Burns' admission comes a week after the U.S. and Iran resumed indirect negotiations in Vienna to revive the nuclear deal. Why? Known as the JCPOA. The latest round of talks concluded this past Friday, and are expected to resume next week. On the ongoing talks, the CIA chief was quoted in the following. The Iranians have not been taking the negotiation seriously at this point. Before adding, we'll see soon enough about how serious they are. Well, that's okay, because we don't take Burns seriously. What the heck has happened to our government? They used to care about protecting the American people.
Right.
Now they care about enriching themselves. That's it.
Either that or they've all taken secret oaths, you know, to communism and socialism, and they're some kind of a communist cell that has managed to take control of the U.S. federal government, and they're working feverishly to try and restore communism or bring about communism in the United States, not restore it. You know, never was. We were never more threatened than we are right now by this communist insurrection that's occurring, and it's coming right out of Washington, D.C., and we need some patriotic Americans to rise to the challenge, that's for sure. And these guys are in control.
Where are these unicorns that you speak of?
Well, you're right. They're there, though.
Yeah.
I promise you, they're there.
All right, we get back. I'll have Gene with today's Dirty Little Secret. Stay tuned.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line.
I want to invite our listeners to find out what a risk number can do for them. Visit whatismyrisknumber.com. While you're there, you will find out more information. If you click the link on the front page, a quick 5-minute process will give you your risk number for free. Visit whatismyrisknumber.com now to take control of your investments and make them do what you want them to do with a very high degree of certainty. That's whatismyrisknumber.com.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line. Here's Todd and Gene.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Todd Hickman. But right now, here's Gene Valerini with today's Dirty Little Secret.
Continuing to try and keeping spreading the panic over COVID-19 and all its offshoot variants is turning out not to be as good a strategy as the National Democrat Party thought it would be to advance more votes for them. Just not working out good for them. And their spokesman, of course, is Joe Biden, a man who probably doesn't know what day of the week it is, and requires the help of others about what to say when his handlers trot him out to make a statement. Biden's an empty suit and everyone knows it, and while Dr. Anthony Fauci tries to keep fanning the fires of fear connected to the coronavirus's fear-mongering, well, he's losing his sting too, I think. And what the Biden crime family hasn't figured out yet is the American public is no longer frozen in place with fear over the big bad virus and all its little variants. Biden's handlers are going to have to try to come up with something else to scare we Americans into submission, and even if they do, it won't work for them like it did during the last election. As the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. As has been pointed out by others, the Biden administration is squandering its political capital by constantly trying to paralyze the country in fear over COVID, because the more they do, the less most Americans will react in fear. As for Biden's little helper, Dr. Fauci, he's slowly but surely turning into a national joke. And the number of people supporting more COVID lockdown mandates continues to shrink, and has become much less effective as a political movement to help Democrats. In fact, it's hurting them now. Here's the facts. Vaccines do prevent serious disease, but no amount of mask wearing, lockdowns, or even social distancing keeps a virus from spreading. Biden's handling of the pandemic, the economy, the fiasco of the Afghanistan retreat, and the Democrats' open border policy flooding the country with more infected illegals is going to backfire on the Biden administration and very likely sweep the Republicans back into power in both the House and Senate a year from now. And when it happens, and it probably will, it will slow down the massive tidal waves of one crisis after another, after another, after another that the Biden administration and the Democrat majorities have brought to bear on the American people. They probably used COVID to steal the 2020 election, but it goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, shame on you, right?
Yeah, well.
The Democrats dealt our nation a serious blow by being able to seize power in their bid to do away with our American free enterprise system and install their brand of communism or socialism with riots and looting in American cities and defunding police departments. But it isn't working for them, and soon they will pay a much bigger price than they could have ever imagined. And that's the way I see it today, Todd. That's the way I see it.
What other way are we supposed to see it? We see what it is. We see the abject ridiculousness of everything. And you know, I think we've made that exceedingly clear.
Yeah, you're making it clear. You're doing a good job of that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason to have your financial security threatened by a careless and ineffective presidential administration like the one we now have operating out of Washington, D.C. these days. As I have often said, today's Democrat Party is no longer your grandfather's Democrat Party. It's been pushed so far to the left, it has become a neo-American communist party with designs to destroy the American middle class and create a new version of Marxism in the United States. And if freedom and liberty is to survive and prosperity return, this movement must be stopped before we lose everything America has always stood for. That's how dangerous it is right now. I know most of you are out there doing your Christmas shopping and wanting to enjoy the season and have a return to normalcy, but there's the little elf Fauci. He's the bad little elf. He's the anti-Santa Claus, I guess, back there trying to, he wants to fan the flames, wants to fan the flames of fear. And as long as they're fanning flames of fear.
Well, I've noticed you've been real into alliteration this broadcast.
I have.
Yes.
It's because I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes. Todd, the important thing here is that we as a nation are in a struggle right now. We're in a struggle for survival. These people took control of the federal government. They're trying to take away freedom and liberty and justice for all. They want this two-tier society of the haves and the have-nots, and they're doing it politically, and they are just the enemies of freedom and liberty. And you have to have freedom and liberty, because once you cast that out, then you become a subject. You're no longer a citizen. And they are threatening us, folks. This is a real threat. Remember, you have to secure what belongs to you. Now, they want everything that you have to belong to everybody else.
The Fed is expected to say next week it will double the pace of its bond purchase taper. They're not going to continue QE at the current rate. They're going to continue tapering and then double the taper. In other words, they're going to stop purchasing as many bonds, monetizing our own debt. And if certain things are met and those expectations are met, it will mark at least the fourth significant policy change under Chairman Jerome Powell's leadership. With the policy so predictable and forecasts proving so often unreliable, the Fed could be facing a substantial credibility challenge. All right, back after this.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line.
If you own a business or real estate with a large amount of gain and are not selling your property because of capital gains taxes, or you cannot find suitable qualified 1031 property exchanges, or you just want to turn your highly appreciated asset into cash, then you may want to consider a deferred sales trust. The deferred sales trust can be used with any kind of entity, like LLCs, S or C election corporations, as well as individuals who own real estate, rental properties, vacation homes, commercial properties, hotels, land, industrial complexes, retail developments, and raw land, to name a few. Visit SaveMyRetirement.com and click on the Capital Gains Tax Solution link on the front page menu. That's SaveMyRetirement.com. Click on the Capital Gains Tax Solution link on the front page menu. That's SaveMyRetirement.com.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line. Here's Todd and Gene.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Todd Hickman. Now here's Gene Valerani with today's solution.
Please write this number down. 1-866-728-3697. It's the number to Asset Growth Associates. 1-866-728-3697. With every announcement about a new COVID variant coming into existence, the financial markets get rattled and the stock market reacts by causing a downturn. Every time there's a drop on Wall Street, the value of a portfolio often declines, even if just briefly. Everyone then says, "Don't worry, the market always comes back." Well, the market always does come back, but sometimes after a big drop, it could take years to come back.
Yeah, the trick is being alive.
That's it. So, in fact, investing in the financial markets is really all about time. It's all about time, but time is an unknown commodity. And this is why we offer principal protection in our financial services practice at Asset Growth Associates. At Asset Growth Associates, we do it all, including traditional investments as well as plans which gather the gains. But unlike other plans, the risk of loss caused by a market decline never happens because these contracts are guaranteed not to lose value, and that means there's no wait through time to get back to even. To learn more about these types of plans, visit SaveMyRetirement.com, learn a little about us, and also answer a few questions by logging on to Riskalyze.com to learn what your risk number is, and then call us.
Not Riskalyze.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, Todd.
What is my risk number?
What is my risk number.com? Very good. All right.
What is my risk number.com?
I'm glad you corrected me. What is my risk number.com? And then you'll learn what your risk number is. Then you can call us for an appointment, and we can help interested parties to both grow and protect a nest egg from losses caused by a fickle stock market. Yeah, Riskalyze is the program. So I got those two mixed up here this morning. Sorry about that. 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-728-3697. That's the phone number that will put you in touch with one of our offices in Dallas, Houston, or Beaumont, Texas. Plans designed to grow a nest egg without fear of losing it during a market decline. Remember, the future is now. The plans we make today are the ones we will eventually have to live with in the future. Money isn't everything, but it sure comes in handy sometime. And this is why we like to make sure our clients are aware of how to structure their portfolios based on their individual risk tolerance. At the moment, the political class is creating havoc on the financial markets with its constant fear-mongering. Listen to me. You do not have to be exposed to financial loss caused by a market decline. We have plans to deal with making gains during a rising market and keeping those gains when the market declines, which means you get to keep all the money your contract earns without fear of loss caused by a market decline. Right now, the Biden administration is trying to keep the American people paralyzed in fear over COVID-19, the pandemic. They've been doing it. They like you to be afraid. And by so doing, it's causing pandemic fear to spill over into the financial markets and the economy as a whole. Again, call us 1-866-728-3697 to make an appointment with us and learn more about saving your retirement. Online, visit us at SaveMyRetirement.com to learn more about us and how to save your retirement and any and all other investment packages that you may have. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 1-866-728-3697. Hey, Gene, according to a new policy brief authored by Justin Haskins, who is the editorial director at the Heartland Institutes, Republicans' 2017 tax reform law benefited the rich? No. It benefited the middle and working class Americans the most. Specifically, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act reduced average effective income tax rates for filers in every one of the IRS's income brackets, with the largest benefits going to lower and middle income households. Now, how do you contradict that with Biden's saying, look, you know, the Republicans are only for the rich, only for the rich, yet his tax plan just gave a big payoff by reinstalling the SALT deduction. So people making $1 million a year actually get the biggest tax break because now they get to add all of their state and local taxes. They get to deduct it again off of their federal income taxes in blue states. That's right. We here in Texas are now subsidizing Massachusetts. That's right. You don't get to do that, but they do. How come it's always just the opposite? What they say? And what actually happens with the Democrats, it's exactly the opposite.
Well, it appears the courts are mounting a successful counterattack so far against the Biden administration's ongoing COVID-19 mandates, edict after edict, to limit the freedom of Americans and use the pandemic as an excuse, continues to find more judicial roadblocks stopping the Biden administration's unconstitutional attempts to limit basic freedoms here in the U.S. And from the start, the shutdowns were simply a veiled attempt to use illegal government directives to limit our constitutional guarantees. Fortunately for us, a lot of those judges were put in place by Donald Trump during his administration. Had someone like Hillary Clinton or Biden, had she won that election, judges would have been Democrat judges.
Back after this.
We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line. We're just trying to turn a nickel into a dime. That's the bottom line. Here's Todd and Gene. Money can count some people out of their minds. All I want, got to have it. I really need it. All I want. Give it up, give it up, give it up, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Todd Hickman, and along with Gene Valerani, we appreciate you listening each and every weekend where we try to bring you the latest and greatest financial news and political commentary. We'd love to hear from you this week. Give us a call, 1-866-728-3697. That's 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT.
So now the U.S. Justice Department, in its ever-growing attempt to limit our God-given freedoms, is once again suing Texas for protecting the integrity of our elections. Texas, as we all should know, is enforcing free and fair elections. So the Democrat-controlled U.S. Justice Department wants...
Can't have that.
That's right. They want none of that, and they're suing Texas for protecting voter integrity and by claiming minority discrimination. The STEM, you know, obviously, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland keeps attacking Texas's voting rights by falsely claiming Hispanic and Black Texas voters are discriminated against at the ballot box. The National Democrats fail to realize many of those border counties that have tended in the past, let me put it that way, to vote Democrat are no longer doing so, as they now see the southern border chaos firsthand.
You mean southern Hispanic families don't like gunfire in the streets and wanton violence with people being hacked to pieces and the influx of drugs? They don't like that?
No, they don't, Todd. They're no longer like that. And so the consequence is a lot of the Democrats, even the elected Democrats, are starting to switch their parties down along the southern border. So I guess they've just got a different picture of Texas. They don't understand from up there in Washington, D.C., that a lot of the Hispanic Texans like freedom, you know?
Well, that's okay. Our immigration czar has been to Oklahoma, therefore she's an expert on Texas.
That's right. That's right. It's close neighbor, right?
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this time of year, we think back to everything that leads up to Christmas, and we, you know, one of the things was the three kings looking and following the star. Jesus was born 2,021 years ago, and while he came to redeem the world still turns its back on Jesus. And sadly, while the Bible tells us of the slaughter of the innocents by Herod, we still, in our current age, live in a society which allows the slaughter of innocent lives to continue. It was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
That's the bottom line.
You can reach Todd and Gene at 1-866-SAVE-MY-RETIREMENT.